الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us, mankind, for a purpose, a task, for a duty. What is that purpose? What is that task? What duty do we have to fulfill? We ask the Qur'an, that, O Qur'an, what is our responsibility? What do we have to do? The Qur'an says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have not created the jinns and humans, mankind, Illa liya'budun, except that they may worship me. So, man's task is that he fulfills the obligation sent down to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given man intellect, intelligence, so he can differentiate between truth and falsehood, between right and wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made man the best of creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the status that he has given to man. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Indeed, we have created man in the best of structure, in the best of form.
وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا
And indeed, we have honored the children of Adam, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ We have carried them on land and on sea. And we have provided them with a طَيِّبَات Lawful good things. We have preferred them above many of those whom we have created. Allahu Akbar. Once a woman came crying uncontrollably to the great Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah. And she said, Today my husband has said that if I am not more beautiful than the moon, then he will separate from me and he will divorce me. I have gone to many scholars with this complex mas'ala, but each and every single one of them has replied that talaq, divorce has occurred. I have come to you as a last resort. Please help me in my plight. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, with great ease and conviction, he said, go home. Stay with your husband. Verily, divorce has not occurred. And then he stated the verse, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Indeed, we have created man in the best of structure, in the best form. Without a doubt, you are more beautiful than the moon. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. In order to guide mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many prophets and messengers to this world. Each and every prophet came with the same message. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no God, there is no deity besides Him. The first man, and also the first prophet, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and from him a series of prophets followed until our last and the most exalted Khatamun Nabiyyin, the seal of the prophets, our beloved messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know the status of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was no ordinary Prophet. He was no ordinary Nabi, no ordinary Rasul. His status is second only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you but as a mercy for the universe. He is a mercy for all men. He is a mercy for women. He is a mercy for children. He is a mercy for Muslims. He is a mercy for non-Muslims. Allah further praising His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are an exalted standard of character. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed such high and lofty character that no other human being could be equal, let alone surpass him. Regarding whom Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah made a dua, a supplication, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ, send amongst them a messenger of their own from them, who shall يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, will recite unto them your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, who will teach them the book, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and who will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily you are Almighty, the All-Wise. This is the same Prophet, the same Nabi, regarding whom Isa, Ruhullah, alayhi salatu wassalam, informed his companions, وَمُوَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِّن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I am giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only send prophets, but He also sent some divine books containing instructions on how to live life, how to live a life of obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To many prophets, He gave many miracles. The purpose of giving the miracles was to help the prophets convey their divine message easily and to convince the people that whatever they have brought to them is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Conveying and propagating deen is not an easy task. It's a very difficult task, a very rigorous path. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called his people towards the deen for 950 years. How long? 950 years Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wah and called people towards deen, towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Quran says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ أَنِ اَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَعَطِيعُونَ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, O people, O my people, verily I am a plain warner, نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ, to you, that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, be dutiful to Him, and obey me, وَعَطِيعُونَ, and obey me. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُ قَوْمِ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. O my Lord, verily I have called my people night and day, secretly and openly, to accept the doctrine of Islam, Islamic monotheism. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ أَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. Then verily I have proclaimed to them in public, and I have appealed to them in private, after 950 years of the work just mentioned, calling people towards Islam during the day, during the night, in secrecy, and openly calling people. So for Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for 950 years, called these people in every way. And you know how many people accepted Islam? Let us open up the holy book of Quran that was revealed more than 1400 years ago upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What does the Quran say about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his preaching?
وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Allahu Akbar Kabira. Illa Qalil, illa Qalil. None believed, and none believed with him except a few. Now the Mufassireen, they say approximately 80 people. Mufassireen are the commentators of the Holy Quran. They say approximately 80 people accepted Islam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now let's stop here for a second and let's reflect upon this. So there's this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name of Nuh, and he has been calling people towards the oneness of God, of Allah, calling people towards Allah's deen. He's been ordained this task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for how long has he been calling these people? 950 years. Allahu Akbar Kabira. 950 years. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam worked day and night to give da'wah. And out of those 950 years, you would expect a high number of people to accept Islam, but only, the Quran says, illa qalil, only a few of them. And the Mufassireen say, about 80 people. So 950 years of propagation and da'wah, only 80 people accepted Islam. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So that should teach us a lesson of patience. Numbers do not matter. Numbers do not matter. Now, I'm recalling a incident I heard from Mufti Taqi Uthmani Damat Barakatuhu Mul Aliyah, where a great sheikh, a great scholar, he was invited to give a lecture. And he arrived, and in the masjid, it was the Jami Masjid, and it was packed with people. I forget the name of the scholar, a very big scholar. So this great sheikh arrives, and the venue is packed. I mean, there's no space to move. He gives the lecture, he gives his speech, and it finishes. Everything's wrapped up, people have left, and as this sheikh is also departing, he comes across a man who looks a little confused, and he comes up to the sheikh and he says that bayan khatam ho gaya, and he goes to the sheikh that has the lecture finished. The sheikh said, yeah, yes, the lecture has finished. He goes, oh, Allahu Akbar. He goes, I've traveled from so far by train just so I can listen to that sheikh's lecture. He didn't know that the person he was speaking to was the actual lecturer and the actual sheikh. So this sheikh, he takes him, he goes, you know what, just come with me. And then he takes him to the side, and he goes, that I was a lecturer, and he gave the whole lecture again. From the starting of the khutbah all the way toward till the end. Yani, everything he said to that crowd, he said to that one person. And after this was done, one of his students or his khuddam, his assistants, they go, Hazrat, aapne aisa kyun kiya? Hazrat, why did you do this?
He said when there were crowds of thousands of people, tab bhi maine ek hi ke liye kiya tha aur ab bhi main ek hi ke liye kar raha hu. Allahu Akbar. He said that when there were crowds of thousands of people, I only did it for one person then, for one then, and I'm only doing it for one now. Subhanallah. So numbers don't matter. You do this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether there's 1,000 people listening to you, or whether there's one person listening to you. You don't do it for name and fame, and once you start speaking, you think about yourself first, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the ability to act upon what is being said, and then the listeners. Subhanallah. Anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives miracles to the prophets, so it's easier for them to convey their message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different prophets receive different miracles. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, his clan, they refuse to accept him as a prophet. They demanded a sign, a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prove that, you know, he's an authentic prophet, his authenticity. So Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a she camel from the rocks. Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he broke the idols, and because he broke the idols, he was thrown into the fire by the king called Namrud. What happened then? So this young fellow breaks the idols and he's thrown into the fire, and this king, very almighty, powerful king, Namrud, he's waiting for this Ibrahim to burn. And he's waiting and waiting. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? قُلْ يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O fire, قُلْ يَا نَارُ, O fire, be cool and safe upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the property of fire is to burn. Ibrahim Khalilullah is in this fire. However, history testifies that not even a single hair on the head or body of Ibrahim Khalilullah was burnt. Allahu Akbar. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Zabur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the gift of such a beautiful and such a beautiful voice. When he recited the Zabur, the mountains, birds, trees, they glorified the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashiyyi wal-ishraq. Verily we made the mountains to glorify our praises with him. بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ, in the morning and evening. And then the birds assembled. وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةٌ كُلُّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ. And the birds assembled, all obedient to him. They came and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praises along with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another miracle that was given to Dawood alayhi salam was, he made the iron soft for him. He could mold iron like we can mold wax. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, was given many miracles. He could speak to the birds. He had a special bird called Hudhud, who informed him of the locations of water, and was also a special ambassador to different countries. He was given such miracles to the extent that he could even communicate with the ants. And this is described in the Quran. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِي النَّمْلِ. Until they came to the valley of the ants, and one ant said, O ants,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ.
Enter your dwellings. Lest Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his army crush you while they are unaware. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled, amused at this ant's speech.
Allama Zamakhshari, rahmatullah alayhi, a great scholar, he said that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard this ant speak from a distance of 3 miles.
So when this ant said that, in other words, seek refuge before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and his entourage crushes you, Allama Zamakhshari rahmatullah alayhi, he says that this was from a distance of 3 miles. Allahu Akbar. 3 miles away this ant is speaking to her people, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam can hear.
Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had a throne which flew. The throne had human beings, it had jinns, animals on it. Birds flew on top of him for his shade and shelter. He could travel a journey of two months, Allahu Akbar, in a day. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, miracles were given in accordance to that age and era. Yani jis waqt ke hisab se, jaisa waqt tha waise miracles diye gaye the.
During the era of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, sorcery, witchcraft, black magic had reached its peak. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with an asa, a staff, which when he threw like that, it transformed into a big serpent. A challenge took place, it was very famous. 70,000 magicians assembled. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was against 70,000 magicians. It was such a tremendous miracle that the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turned into an enormous serpent. And that enormous serpent swallowed all of the snakes and serpents made by the other magicians. He was also given the gift of the glowing hand. Whenever he pressed his right hand to the left side of his chest, it came forth white and shining with no pain. At the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, tib, the science of medicine, was prevalent. Isa alayhi salam was bestowed with curing lepers and healing those born blind. Allah mentioned in the Quran about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and him curing. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Khatum al-Nabiyyin. The era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the era of poetry, eloquence, and literacy. Poetry was so rife in society that a book called Al-Mu'allaqatu Saba, which is taught in Islamic schools and is regarded as one of the finest books of eloquent Arabic, was written in gold and hung on the door of the Kaaba, challenging the whole world to bring something similar. Poetry was so popular then that children or even ordinary shepherds could recite hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of couplets of poetry spontaneously without any sort of difficulty. So according to the general trend of that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Qur'an, which is the miracle of miracles, because all other miracles finish with the demise of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam's miracle, the she-camel, it went away with his death. Dawood alayhi salam's miracle finished with his death. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's miracle of speaking to birds and animals finished with his death. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's staff and his glowing hand finished with his death. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's curing the blind and lepers finished with his death when he left the world. But the Quran was a miracle in the past, it is a miracle in the present, and it will remain a miracle until the last day. It challenged mankind more than 1400 years ago, and it still stands undefeated, waiting for someone to come and challenge it. The Quran is undefeated for more than 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar. The Quran openly challenges and proclaims, قل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. If mankind and the jinns together try to produce the like of the Quran, they could not produce anything of that sort, even if they helped each other. So Allah says, even if the jinns and mankind and humans, they got together, they could not even come close to producing something remotely close to the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing that He made the challenge even easier. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُورٍ مِثْلِهِ. Do they say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forged the Qur'an? Allah says, say, bring 10 surahs like onto it, and call whoever you can other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you speak the truth. And of course, not possible. So the challenge is even made further easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And if you, the polytheists, the Jews, the Christians, are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down, يعني the Qur'an, to our servant, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا, meaning our servant, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then produce a chapter and call your witnesses, your supporters, your helpers besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are truthful. The Quran further says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عُدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And if you do not do it, and indeed you can never do it, then fear the fire of hell, whose fuel is men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. The challenge is still outstanding, and it will remain so till the day of judgment. No one can even bring 3 verses equal to Al-Kawthar or Surah Al-Asr. When Musallama Kadhab, the imposter, claim prophethood during the era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his supporters called on to him. He said, they go, why don't you accept this challenge? Since you are the chosen one, accept this challenge. So he took some time off. He started meditating. Many, many months passed. After his hard work, he came out with elephant. What is an elephant? Do you know what an elephant is? It has a long trunk and a short tail. Any sane person can see the stupidity, the futility of this imposter. The Holy Quran is still in its original text. Not a single word, nor a single letter has been changed till this day. And there will be no change till the last day, inshallah. People have made many attempts to change the Quran, but in vain they have been unsuccessful. How can they change the Quran when Allah has preserved the Quran Himself? Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have revealed the Holy Quran, and we shall safeguard it from corruption. Allahu Akbar. We'll end with a incident in which virtually everyone knows how Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam. Before the acceptance of Islam, he made the firm intention to assassinate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went furiously towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home with anger and rage. He had one intention, and that intention was to finish Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put an end to Islam. On the way, he met a Sahabi who stopped him and inquired where he was going. Furiously, he replied, "I'm going to put an end to Muhammad, who has caused corruption in our community." That Sahabi, shocked and terrified, he remarked, "Well, before you go there, I think you should take a look at your sister and your brother-in-law. They too have accepted Islam." Allahu Akbar Kabira. Upon hearing that Umar's own sister has accepted Islam, this fury and anger, it intensified. Umar became vexed. He turned his direction, he switched his direction from Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam's home towards his sister's home. He forcefully entered his sister's house. He beat his brother-in-law. He beat his sister severely. Now keep in mind that Umar ibn al-Khattab's sister was no ordinary woman. Remember, she's the sister of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. She boldly said, "We have accepted Islam. Do whatever you like, Umar. But we shall not leave Islam." And mistakenly, there was Surah Taha that was left in the room, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eyes, they landed upon Taha, Surah Taha. He started reading Surah Taha, and tears just began to flow from the eyes of that Khattab who wanted to go and assassinate Muhammad ibn Arabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tears began to flow from the eyes of Umar ibn al-Khattab, who wanted to put an end to Islam. Tears flowed from the eyes of that Umar ibn al-Khattab that wanted to detach the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Umar ibn al-Khattab who wanted to thrust his sword into Islam and put an end to Islam. That Umar now is weeping. That Umar now is crying. He recited Taha, and each word began to inspire him. It was melting his heart.
He then recited, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let us rectify ourselves and ponder upon the Holy Quran. Before I conclude my talk, I would like to mention two rites of the Holy Quran over us. The rites of the Quran over us. Firstly, we should recite the Holy Quran on a regular basis. Many of us do not recite the Holy Quran. After we left the maktab, we probably have not even opened the Holy Quran. Many of us have forgotten how to recite the Quran. For most of us, the only time we do open the Quran, unfortunately, is when one of our beloveds passes away. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran has not come to be put on the high shelf of our house, nor has it come to be recited only at the time of grief and sorrow, but the Holy Quran has come as a solution, a remedy for all time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not missed anything in the book. All our problems will be solved once we have acted upon the Holy Quran. And this is the second important thing I would like to mention, that we should act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Our pious elders, our mashayikh, acted upon the Holy Quran and they became glittering stars in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to act upon what was heard and said. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.